excited. It's game week. We are playing against a very good, very improved Washington Redskins team. We're excited about that. They've done a good job in preseason. You can see the areas where they have improved. They played some very tough opponents in the preseason and played them very well. So we look forward to that part of it, getting started today on Wednesday with our game plan day and practicing this afternoon. We're all quite frankly shocked and greatly disappointed about the loss of John Goff. You know, John has worked his tail off. He's put himself in position to be our starting middle backer. He's been an outstanding learner and an individual. He's done a great job with the calls and the checks and done all those things throughout the preseason. We saw the knees bang together, you know, for all intents and purposes. The first initial report was that it was a stable knee, and it wasn't that way. So we regroup and accept the challenge, look at it as another form of adversity, and on we go. You're going to ask me who it is, and you know, we'll be looking at a couple of things here today. Absolutely.
How do you, especially in the short offseason, get a guy like that ready for a role like that?
He's been here all preseason. He is a good football player. He wouldn't be here. He's had a good preseason himself. And, you know, sometimes it's time to step it up. Well, I don't say it that way, but you do have your moments. We are human. It was the lateness of the hour. Actually, we didn't find this out till late yesterday afternoon, and that was we had to move fast. We had to think fast. We had to make some decisions there, and not under the best of circumstances. But hey, nevertheless, press on. That's what we're charged with. So here we are. Well, I'm sure they are, but what they presented them, the way they presented themselves this morning, the defensive meeting room was outstanding. The guys press on. Like you say, it's not an excuse. You got a job to do. We've got to go do it.
Is the player who takes that spot still expected to make the checks and the calls, or is someone else?
Well, we could do a combination of things there. No, I think he's got that force, that inertia. He's always been an outstanding, you know, tackler and physical player, and I think you can see that. He can play in there, sure.
Realistically, if you were to sign somebody today, how long would it take to get that person activated?
Depends on the individual. Depends on their recall. You know, we can play the game the way we are, the way our breakdown goes positionally right now, but it would take naturally a little while.
Tom, you spoke the other day about the rookies, the 10 rookies, the four linebackers, they have an energized vitality. That's the upside of it.
Mm-hmm.
The downside of it is when the first guys go down, there's nobody with any experience.
Gain it on the fly. You got to gain under fire. You know, you obviously there would be mistakes made, but there'll be aggressive ones, and that's the thing that I think is that you look forward to is that that part of it plus the improvement. You expect a young guy put into that situation to learn from errors and improve.
Can you remember the preseason in your career with this many personnel?
I don't really keep track of those kind of preseasons.
Thinking back to when you were at BC, what's the difference between a freshman playing in college and a rookie playing in the NFL?
Well, a rookie playing in the NFL has had success in college against many times against the best opposition in the country, and therefore he has a certain amount of confidence that goes along with that. I think sometimes a freshman comes into a college situation, he's not really sure. There are exceptions, obviously. There are a lot of guys that have played 4 years in college, but Usually there's a little bit of a growth period, just like there is here. But I think sometimes the collegiate experience has given them a little confidence.
How much does this change game plan this week?
Well, we'll see. You know, I mean, all these things have to be taken into consideration, and we'll force feed it, obviously, and then we'll make some decisions on what we can play without. You know, what possible errors could be made in some situations that we don't want to have to put ourselves through. So we'll make those decisions.
How's Doc?
He's better. He's feeling better, but he's not going to go today. We play them all in different situations. We just listed them that way. You could list them any way you want. They play in different situations in different circumstances.
Tom, do you feel like you're going into the season, you know, with like short a few cards or shorthanded somehow, like not a full deck? I mean, do you have that sense? Or?
I'm not going to let myself have that sense. It's unfortunate. It's our game. It's unfortunate the way these guys have gone down. There isn't any question. There's a number of defensive players that we were counting on that are not going to be with us. I mean, you can't hide that fact. But still, we have what we have, and we're going forward with it.
Do you think the lockout? Do you think that has any factor?
No, I don't. I'm not going to have any projection on that, really. I mean, that's something for you people to. It's not soft tissue. Let's put it that way. Well, I expect them to see what I saw in preseason on tape.
On the other side of the injury spectrum, you have a quarterback who probably this weekend will become the active leader in executive teams. Can you just talk about what that means?
We have a what now?
Eli's right. We'll have the.
What does that mean? It means that he's been able to display the kind of toughness and competitiveness that he's played through issues, and you know what they are. I mean, he's. 1 week he was out with a shoulder and he played, you know. So he has that kind of desire. He has that kind of toughness, both physical and mental. And like he said the first time he walked in my office, I want to be the quarterback of this team. I want to be the leader of this team. And, you know, he's demonstrated that consistently.
When you see a guy like Goff, they bang knees and he's out for the season all of a sudden, does that make Eli's track record against injuries, I guess, even more important?
Well, there's a lot of people like that. You know, you're looking at a middle backer with the Redskins that has an awful lot of years of that kind of play. So I guess you do recognize that, but I that wouldn't be the thing on my mind today. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Dave?